This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Jill and Carlos with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks to all that false instruction team for another great show. Carlos, how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Yes.
I think your thingy's up louder than mine and we can't have that. Yeah, I'm going to have to rearrange something there. You're good? That's good. It's very cold.
It is very cold outside, yes.
I'm not enjoying the cold weather, but spring migration is just around the corner, hopefully. So, well, it is. It is in Beechworth for lucky people who can get up there. So, yeah, that'll be nice. We need some spring. We need some hot weather. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it will be a little bit warmish in Sydney this weekend. I'm going to Sydney.
That's right, you are. You're getting away from it all, which is very exciting. Some of us are just staying in Melbourne and hanging out, doing what we do. Anyway, the show, Carlos. Tonight we will be chatting with Gabriel Nolan from the ALSO Foundation and gaining a bit more of an understanding about the work that ALSO does. Now, I have to be honest, I was being quite selfish when I did do a bit of research for the show because I thought, well, I know that ALSO bring out a directory. I know that they host an awards night, which are both amazing feats in and of themselves. But aside from that, I didn't actually know a huge amount of information about ALSO. And I thought, well, maybe there's ALSO other people. Do you like that? ALSO other people out there that ALSO don't know about ALSO. So I thought I'd invite in Gabrielle and she can talk to us a little bit more about it. So I'm looking forward to that. But before we do that, we will be looking at a few newsy items. And then after our interview with Gabrielle, we'll be having a bit of a look at a few events that are happening around town. But Carlos, we do like our listener to get in contact with us and let us know that they're listening or if they've got a question or something. So how might they be able to contact us?
Well, to tell us what you're thinking, you can call on 1300-JOY-949 or email us on air at joy.org.au or send an SMS 0427-JOY-949.
Fantastic. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Nikki Webster and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Now, firstly, I thought that I would share with you, we had a question last week regarding prostate cancer, I should say, after our interview with Robin Metcalf from the Cancer Council. Now, the question was by a listener who asked if their chances of if they would have an increase of chances of getting anal cancer or prostate cancer, I suppose, if they had anal sex. Very pertinent question. And I said, I think every fibre in my being is saying no, but I wasn't entirely sure. So I did check in with Robin during the week and she has responded back very swiftly, I should say. And she said, re the anal cancer query, there is no evidence to suggest an increased risk of prostate cancer due to having anal sex. So there you go. You're not increasing your chances by having anal sex.
Well, Jill, early this month, Mexico Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in Mexico City. Now, after being challenged by the federal government and after more than a week of deliberation, nine of the Supreme Court's 11 judges voted to uphold the law. So not only same-sex marriage is legal in Mexico City, but now adoption rights were granted too. Now, Jill, coming from a Latin country, I read with no surprise that Mexico's ruling conservative National Action Party and the Catholic Church strongly oppose both provisions, arguing they will be destructive to the traditional family. In response to that, the Supreme Court replied first, and I quote, "Given that the interest of the child must come first, the proposed reform is constitutional. And second, if you deny the possibility for same-sex married couples to adopt, you will be legalizing discrimination in the Constitution. Interestingly enough, I came across to a survey, a telephone survey done by a newspaper in Mexico. There were 500 telephone interviews were done around the country to people over 18 years. 18-year-old. 41% of the people interviewed did not agree with legalizing same-sex marriage. 67% of the people interviewed did not agree with giving same-sex married couples the right to adopt. The reasons why they didn't agree were based on moral and religious, 57%. They go against social interest, 34%. 4% scientific, and the rest 5% just didn't know why. Conclusion, we will always be afraid of what we don't understand. Keeping that in mind, only 24% knew same-sex couples, and the majority of these people said these relationships were the same or better compared to straight ones. Now 75% of the people didn't know same-sex couples.
Isn't that fascinating?
Hmm.
And where did, can you share where you found out this information, Carlos, or was it just through random searches that you did?
It was actually I got it from the newspaper that actually did the survey.
Okay, right.
It was over there
so. In Mexico.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's kind of from the source almost. Yeah. I find that very interesting, the fact that they've actually made a distinction, because most people, I suppose in Australia, I guess I can only really speak from here, but that they've actually differentiated between moral reasons and social interest. Like, I sort of go, well, what does that even mean? Like, in Australia, we sort of go, well, it's a moral issue, you know, you can't, or it's a religious issue. You know, those sorts of ones, those reasons are bandied around a fair bit. But what would social interest be, do you think, in that?
I'm not quite sure. They did not explain what they were, but social interest. I don't know. Some people might think that if gay people get married, the sky will fall off or something like that. You know.
Well, so I think there's certainly people in Australia who think that as well.
Reasons for but everything.
That's very interesting, and I am a big one for stats. I like my stats. I like percentages of interviews and things and reports. So, well researched, Carlos. Thanks for sharing. Now, there's a new campaign which has been launched in conjunction with the Also Foundation and Gay and Lesbian Health, and it's to tackle homophobia, especially targeting Melbourne's outer suburbs. There's a series of posters and an online campaign, and it's expected to form the largest anti-homophobia campaign of its kind in Victoria, and will use football posters. So we actually, and the football posters show young people coming out to their parents. We have, I remember Tex and I talked about this a few weeks ago, and one of the things that really struck me about this advertising campaign is the fact that the onus is not actually on the child to sort of come out, and it was, it's sort of also aimed at the parents, sort of saying, you know, accept your kid for who they are, really, instead of it being a big guilt trip, I guess, for the child who sort of got all this big weighty issue, when do I come out to my parents, how do I come out, and it's sort of taking the angle of, well, your child's just come out to you, accept them as they are, which I think is really quite innovative and exciting. Anyway, the Also Foundation CEO, Crusader Hillis, said that the campaign was important to appeal to the broader community that homophobic harassment is illegal and should not be tolerated. And he said in an article that was in today's Southern Star, homophobic harassment is one of those things that is being given a lot less importance and attention than other prejudice-motivated violence. It's about time people recognised it's harmful and it affects people's well-being, and to stop it or they will be charged, which I think is good to keep these sorts of things. There's always, you know, issues within the GLBTIQ community. And I think that sometimes the fact that violence does still happen we almost kind of accept it in some... We don't accept it, but it doesn't... It's not the most amazing piece of news because, sadly, it does still happen so often. So I think it's important to bring up these issues and put them in people's faces again and go, actually, it's still not okay. It's not acceptable, and a crime is a crime. And we will be talking a little bit more about the Anti-Violence Project later on in the show. So well done also. Well done, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria.
Now going to China.
Going to China.
Yes.
Nice. Well,
very international today.
It's very international.
Well, China, where AIDS is the number one infectious disease killer, state health officials say that much of the fast spread HIV in China is through intravenous drug use and prostitution. Officials fear that a serious outbreak in the country as large as China could significantly hurt economies of both China and worldwide. The Chinese vice president, and I'm going to kill this name, Xi Jinping, told the UN that prevention of HIV and AIDS is a key priority to be tackled by the government and wide society. The UN recognized China for scaling up methadone maintenance treatments and needle exchange programs in the large cities, which are critical to reverse the HIV epidemic among injecting drug users. And this, at the same time, they challenged China cities to be at the forefront of local AIDS responses, especially for people at high risk of HIV infections, including men who have sex with men and migrant workers. The UN encouraged more than 100 Chinese health sector leaders and practitioners meeting in Shanghai to promote condom use, which was shown in Bangkok to have sharply reduced HIV among the city's brothel-based sex workers.
Very interesting stuff, Carlos. And it's, but yeah, it's a very international show.
It is. I'm telling you.
Hmm. We're going all around the globe this evening.
Oh, wow.
We are just going to listen to a little track, and we will be right back with Gabriel Nolan from the Also Foundation. But before I do actually go, or we go anywhere, we did actually have somebody requesting, and I stupidly didn't back announce the first track. The first track was, it was Annie DeFranco, bless her, and it was a track called Both Hands.
Blend. Business lesbians engaged in networking over drinks. Great company, real networking and fun. A monthly get-together every second Thursday of the month. To find out more, log on to the website gaybusiness.com.au/globe or email globe at gaybusiness.com.au.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride.
And that was A Hiccup in Your Happiness by the Locksmiths. But there's no hiccuping in our happiness this evening, is there, Carlos?
Not at all.
Because we have the lovely Gabriel Nolan from the Also Foundation with us here in the studio. Gabriel, welcome. Oh, I'll turn your microphone on, and then and then you'll feel even more welcome because people will hear you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, Gabriel, what does ALSO stand for? The biggest, most obvious question that we can kick off with.
Is that the biggest question?
Well, I think it's the most obvious. Yeah, that's the least scariest.
That's the hardest it's going to get for tonight. Yeah. I know it used to stand for Alternative Lifestyles Organisation once upon a time, but we don't really think of it like that anymore. It's not really that alternative.
Yeah.
So we sort of stopped using that, and it's the ALSO Foundation, or just ALSO.
So as an organization, does ALSO, what does ALSO do, aside from, of course, bringing out the directory and having the ALSO awards, which were excellent.
Oh, you like them?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Well, we do a lot of things at ALSO. Some of our work is specifically around young people and older people. Like ALSO has helped to set up a All Sorts Youth House, which provides transitional housing and case management for homeless, same-sex attracted, transgender and intersex young people. And we auspice and support Minus 18 and Minus Plus, who run a range of positive activities, including the infamous dance parties, and they also have started doing different types of day activities and producing a couple of different resources around homophobia and safe sex and things like that. And on the like seniors front, last year we were involved in an exercise program for specifically for GLBTIQ seniors, and we're also a supporting partner organisation with Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria on an amazing program that they're running called Vows Cafe, which is about aiming to improve aged care services in terms of making sure they're inclusive and understanding of queer issues for their residents or older people that are getting some kind of care, which is really important.
Yeah, from what I understand, that's a major kind of need. Obviously, with the ageing population, everyone says that the population is always ageing, but there's a significant part of the population which is ageing. There's been quite a few studies and stuff about that particular group of people and exactly how they're going to be catered for.
Yeah, that's right. It's a massive gap, and there's some really nice work being done in that project, so it's exciting that we've sort of been a part of that. We do lots of advocacy stuff as well. Like last year we worked closely with VGLRL to put in a big submission to the National Human Rights Inquiry, and we also work in partnership with AVP and Vic Police and Joy and VGLRL and City of Melbourne and a few other people on Idaho, which is International Day Against Homophobia, as you guys would know. So that's a sort of big advocacy focus as well. And we run an amazing op shop in Collingwood. Get down there. It's really hot. Save lots of money, and also the profits from that go back into the programs and stuff that we run. So 328 Smith Street. Get on down.
Get on down. Well, I know that you were dressed in the Also Awards with a little number there. From the...
Claude's got the eye.
Yeah.
he knows how to...
He'll look after you.
Get someone looking spunky.
Now, why exactly was the... why was Also set up in the first place, and when did it start? So what's the sort of history of the organisation?
It was started in 1980 following a celebration of decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria. So people were excited and they thought, let's start a thing. And originally they were focusing on the needs of ageing at that stage just gay and lesbian older people. And then sort of with the AIDS crisis, it really refocused what that group of people, like what Also at that stage was doing. And we sort of helped set up what was then the Victorian AIDS Support Group, which later became the Victorian AIDS Council. But since that AIDS crisis time, we've sort of grown into a broader focused community organisation. So
now I got a question.
Question.
Every time you see Also, you see the little brackets.
Yeah.
What do they mean?
Well, I mean, like, I can't say for sure. They can mean a lot of things to different people.
You even write it in your emails. I guess that's branding, isn't it? That's awareness.
I think that conceptually they're designed to represent, like, inclusivity. But I don't know if necessarily people all see that. But they're also kind of handy for distinguishing between... when you're saying Also and when you're just saying Also. because our name also means a word. So it's a bit confusing. So that helps.
I really like that, though, that the sense that there's a visual kind of cue there as well, that what you're saying is about Also is that inclusivity sort of slant.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
It's nice, yeah.
It's not your normal bog standard bracket.
No, it's a cute curly one.
It's the curly ones, yeah.
They're not straight. They're curly.
That's right. Exactly. So a little bit about you. How long have you been with Also for, and what exactly is your role there?
I've been at Also for over a year now, and I run a community development program called Take Care Out There, which has a sexual health focus. And the idea of that program is to enhance the capacity of a range of smaller community groups around sexual health, even though that's not necessarily the primary activity that they do. So I'm working with queer sports groups, queer performance arts and culture events and groups, queer youth groups. And we've also been working with like some like, kinky, sexually adventurous kind of groups. And we're looking at potentially working with queer media as well. So watch out, Joy. So it's a community development project that I'm running there. But what we're kind of doing is trying to make spaces within those community groups where they can get sexual health to be part of what they do. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can go into a bit more detail about how that works. But
yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, say, for example, the youth area. The first thing that we did last year was just run a little session with some of the minus plus participants called Queer Sex 101, where it was a space where the young people could talk about all the things they didn't get to talk about, you know, in sex ed at school. And we then took the questions and answers from that kind of, I guess it was just like an informal little session, and put them online on Minus, which Minus's website gets like thousands and thousands of hits. They're amazing. And then from then we've more recently run with queer youth a wellbeing day, at which there was like speakers from the AIDS Council, from Drummond Street Relationship Centre, from Family Planning, someone from Eating Disorders Victoria, and we had like a local MP speak. I don't know that the young people were necessarily mostly thrilled
depending
about
on the MP.
Did, like, circus and yoga and swimming and stuff. So it was like an all-rounded wellbeing day. And some of the young people that were involved in that earlier Queer Sex 101 then went on to run a sexual health session within that broader wellbeing day. And then the next event that we're running is Youth Sexy Playoffs, and it's also almost like a sexual health trivia, which we've run a couple of times with queer sports teams, and the young people are going to be setting that up in Melbourne with a lot of different queer youth groups from Melbourne competing against each other in their sexual health knowledge, with the overall aim being in chill out next year. Well, not the overall aim, but one of the aims is that in chill out next year it's going to be metro versus rural youth sexy playoffs. So it's sort of, I guess, growing their ability to take leadership in, you know, fun sexual health activities within other things that they're doing as well. So
that's fantastic.
Now, funds term. How is also funded? Is it assisted by the government or it's mainly donations?
Well, it's a membership-based organisation, so it's not some of our programs are government-funded for a set program, but the government doesn't fund like the whole organisation. So we rely a lot on our memberships and our donations as well. Yeah, and the income, I guess, that comes from our directory and our op shop. So yeah.
We are just going to listen to another gorgeous track. I say that because I chose the music. But, Gabriel, we'd love you to stick around because we have plenty more questions. I think I've written way... I thought it was a seven-hour show of questions that I've actually prepared for this evening.
All right, let's get some coffee.
That's right. I don't know if the other guys wanted to have their show afterwards, but they can't, basically, because we're taking over.
Don't go spare if you strike out this weekend. Go bowling instead. The 69ers GLBTIQ Bowling League gets together in Moorabbin every Thursday for some friendly 10-pin action. Bring a four-member team or just come by yourself to have a bowl and meet some friendly folks too. For more details on the 69ers, call 9555 355.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, you mentioned a little bit, actually, I have to say, that was the Indigo Girls with Little Perennials. I must remember to back announce. Now, before that last track, we did mention a little bit about your involvement with rural Victoria. I believe you have a few days where you will be hosting a forum in September. Can you share? And I'm going to turn your microphone on again, just because I like being able to hear what you're saying. So can you share with us a little bit about what that involves?
Sure. Well, it's primarily being run by Country Awareness Network, but we're a partner And so is Way Out, and also so is the Centre for Excellence in Rural Sexual Health. So it's a big collaboration. But basically it's going to be 3 days, and it's covering a range of issues pertaining to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer health and wellbeing, especially in a rural context, which is, you know, really, really interesting stuff. And so there's going to be speakers, workshops, all kinds of participatory stuff. The first 2 days is a bit like a forum or a conference. And then the third day we're having a community showcase. So all kinds of queer community organisations or even businesses are having stalls, and it's going to be also an opportunity that I think they're calling it a think tank, but the idea is that it'll be an opportunity for like the rural community members and workers in the community in rural and regional settings to kind of do some strategic planning around well too from here for like queer rural community. So it's big exciting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a lot to cover.
Definitely. We're going to be talking about all kinds of topics, from sort of safety to history to all kinds of stuff. So
now, it's Gabrielle, really good. What was the main reason behind organising this forum in the first place?
Well, I guess I think there is a lot of isolation for queer people in the country sometimes, and I don't want to say that across the board because obviously that's not the case for everyone, but I guess just being dispersed in lots of different places, just bringing everyone together and having an opportunity to have a dialogue in one place and time around how we can ensure the health and well-being of queer communities that aren't living in metro areas, so, you know.
Because there's so many challenges, aren't there? Yeah. I mean, it's not just the sort of physical isolation, but I was sort of thinking, because I always think people who live in cities, generally we take for granted, very few people now have dial-up. I mean, that's sort of seen as, you know, the most archaic thing. But in a lot of rural communities, I mean, they don't have the sort of speed with internet connections.
That's right.
So even that online engagement that we all take for granted, I think that's even a challenge for them,
which is really important and central to a lot of rural people, especially in really remote areas. If they're living in a really small homophobic town, you know, that online stuff can be really vital to sort of feeling part of a community and feeling accepted. So, yeah, there are so many things to talk about, and yeah, also had a rural forum in the past, and this is a bit more of a collaboration between a few organisations. So I'm sort of excited about the growth of it, and I think it's going to be really fun.
I think you're right. And I'm thinking that other people might think that as well.
I think so too.
So if those people want more information about either the forum in September or generally about the also as the organisation also, where can they go? What can they do?
If you were to go to takecare.org.au, that would have information about the forum and also a little bit of information about both CAN and the partnership between us for the Take Care project. And if you want just general also information, also.org.au. Or you can give us a call on 9660-3900 if you don't like the interwebby.
Or you don't have high speed.
Or you don't have it.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, those dates are the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of September. That was the rural forum we'll be on. And then that leads into spring migration in Beechworth. So there's a party afterwards.
Which, exactly. We were just saying at the beginning of the show, Beechworth is anything with the word spring in at the moment, you just go, oh, God, bring it on.
Yeah, come down.
It can't come fast enough. Well, look, Gabrielle, it's been an absolute delight having you in the studio.
Thanks very much for having me.
And I wish I'd gotten through. There were some really amazing questions that I'd written, which we just didn't have a chance to get to.
We'll have to talk again another
but
time.
I think we're going to have to get you back in on another show. Well, good luck with the Take Care Out Back There forum, and it's been pleasure having you in the studio with us.
Nice to see
Thanks
you guys.
Thanks for coming to the show.
It's our pleasure to bring you Joy 94.9.
Hello, it is our pleasure to bring you Joy 94.9, and that was a beautiful little track. I love that piece of music.
It's very nice, Jill, very nice.
No, It's beautiful. It's alive, live, completely live. It was, of course, the Pet Shop Boys with Indefinite Leave to Remain. Nice. Now, we've had a couple of messages in, which is fantastic. We have, well, it was actually right at the beginning of the show. We had Welcome to the Wellers. And that was from Nathan. So thank you very much, Nathan, and welcome. Hope you're enjoying the show. Loving the show, guys. And it appears somebody's just had pasta that was amazing. So that's really nice, telling us to keep up the good work. Lovely. Great news stories, Carlos. There you go, from Adam. Hello, Adam. Thank you for your message. And there was one there for Gabby, but we gave that to her earlier, and that was from Lynn. Hello, Lynn. Now, a few snippety bitty things that are happening. We'll get to those. I'll start.
You do that, Jill.
I'll get my act together. I'm very giggly tonight. I don't quite know. Now there is a clinic that has opened up in Wodonga on sexual health and reproductive health service has opened up in Wodonga, called Clinic 35. Clinic 35 offers clients a confidential and safe setting in which to discuss sexual health concerns and receive specialist sexual and reproductive health care. The clinic focuses on the more vulnerable and underscreened groups in the community, such as young people. So we're doing a real rural young people thing vibe this evening, which is given, you know, about Gabrielle, you're looking at me like I'm mad. The clinic will provide information, support, clinical services and appropriate specialist referral for a whole host of issues such as free condoms, sexually transmitted infection treatment, sexually transmitted infections, including screening, pap smears, pregnancy testing, contact tracing, bloodborne virus screening, counselling and referral. Now, the clinic actually opens on Monday, the 23rd of August. So it's a big thing. I know it's been much needed up there in Wodonga. So it's a fantastic thing that's happening, and we're glad that they're opening. If you want more information, you can go to www.gatewaycommunityhealth.org.au. So that's all one word, gatewaycommunityhealth.org.au. And their address is 155 High Street in Wodonga. So good luck with the clinic, folks, and yeah, well done.
And now for all the gay dads out there, there's a two-day national forum for gay dads. It will be held at Richmond Town Hall on September 18th and 19th. The 2010 National Gay Dads Conference is the first on its kind to take a national focus on a national focus on gay parenthood, and it will be covering all areas of parenting, including co-parenting, adoption, fostering, and surrogacy. The cost is $45 per person, and to book, just call Zoe Stafford on 9663-6733.
Which is, we actually talked about that conference last week, and it's going to be on a massive scale. I mean, it's national, and the fact that it's in Melbourne is just absolutely tremendous, because it's only in Richmond as well. So it's very local. It's a fantastic opportunity for men, even if you obviously don't have children yet, but you're thinking about it, you want to know a little bit more about it, what's involved. You get to meet other fathers there, or people in, you know, possibly your own situation. Well, there will certainly be other men there in your own situation who are thinking, what's involved, you know, how much of a commitment is it, what is some of the perhaps stigma that might be going along with something such a huge decision for anyone to make, but obviously it brings its own challenges.
So I'll give you the contact details again. It's Zoe Stafford, 9663-6733. Now, for Italian guys, Il Ragazzi is a social and support group for same-sex attracted guys of Italian origin. The group meets regularly for dinner, dancing, pub and club nights. And for more information, email i_ragazzi, that's RAGAZZI, 13@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. Now, I just thought we would mention, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we would talk a little bit about the Anti-Violence Project. Now, this has been going since 1997. Sorry. Now, what brought it to my attention was the fact that Gabrielle, who is one of the GLOW officers, which is the Gay and Lesbian Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. There we go. She actually just wrote an article in Southern Star about the importance of the Anti-Violence Project. And the aim of the project is to eliminate violence, prejudice motivated crime and hate speech against anyone in the GLBTIQ community. And Gabrielle's article was really interesting because she said, and just picking up on that, including the hate speech business, she said that homophobic language often precedes an assault, which I think is very often sort of overlooked or not really considered in terms of violence towards anybody, that it can be seen as a precursor to physical attack. So if you have if you've been witness to a crime that is homophobic, or if you've been a victim of a crime that's homophobic as well, please get in contact with one of the GLOW officers in your region. If you're in rural Victoria, there's a whole range of them that are, they're all, I found this out today, they're separated into different regions. But the one for Melbourne, the phone number that you can ring is 9247 6944, or you can go to antiviolence.info that's to report a crime online if you don't want to do it on via the phone. But they do offer an amazing service to the GLBTIQ community, and it's very well supported by the police force, by the Victorian Police Force, and the people are there, so I think it's good to use them and stay safe. If you see something, say something.
Now, if you think you've been exposed to HIV, there's a PEP info line, post-exposure prophylaxis. After, you have up to 72 hours to act on that. The telephone number is 1-800-889-887. Vintage Men. It's a support group for mature gay and bisexual men. Their telephone number is 9776-8667. The website, it's www.vintagemen.org.
Lovely. I don't know why I'm saying that with a funny English accent. It's not that funny at all. we've actually had Vintage Men on the show before, and they're fantastic, and they offer a really good, they're a really good group of guys that get together for, like you say, do a whole host of things, and for men that are slightly more mature. So, yeah, if you're interested, contact them. Now, salsa, Carlos. Salsa. Not what you eat, but the dance. Dance Cat Studio is running, is running same-sex salsa classes every Tuesday night. Sorry. Every Tuesday night, lessons are for over 18s, but dancers from beginner to intermediate are welcome, and no partner is necessary. All classes are at the Dance Cat Studio at 3 Hodgson Street in Fitzroy, and each lesson is $12 per person and $6 for additional classes in the same week. So if you go the one time in the week and you think, well, I'm actually free on a Thursday, and they're also, you know, there's the opportunity to go up there again, half price, two for the price of one, really.
And it's great that you can rock up without any partner.
Totally don't have to be organised. I know that.
Excellent.
That ticks a lot of boxes where I'm concerned. If you want more information, you can go to www.dancecats, all one word, that's dancecats.com.au for more information.
Now, Rainbow Families Council Victoria advocates and informs on issues affecting families. Contact info@rainbowfamilies.org.au or go to www.rainbowfamilies.org.au.
Carlos, I hate to say it, but we've actually run out of time.
Really?
It's quite the outrage, I know, but sadly it is. But that's okay. And I'll tell you why it's okay, because coming up next is Theme Party. And they were an inspiration for me playing the first track this evening, Annie DeFranco, because I heard them playing it a couple of weeks ago and I went, yeah, haven't played a lot of Annie for a while. So thank you. So my point being, they play great music, so stick around. That will be followed by the Hide and Seek team at 10 o'clock with Dean and James, which is always interesting. I always learn something new, let me show you. But anyway, seeing us out now is Helicopter by Block Party. Carlos, I think we're on again next week, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Well, in that case, I'll see you next week. Enjoy Sydney.
I'll see you on Monday.
You lucky, lucky soul. Good night, everybody.
Night, night.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.